You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's June 20th and it's Friday, and Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor at Essence Magazine, is with us today. And Patrick, it's movie day, right?
Yes.
Movie day. So if you're headed out this weekend, give us a call. Let us know what you saw. If you liked us, give us your review at 877-8-MY-TAKE. So what's on this weekend? Well, I think it looks like the Battle of the Funny Guy blockbusters, and we have a preview, not just any kind of preview. Patrick, can you say we have the mother of all trailers?
We have the mother of all trailers.
There has always been a delicate balance between chaos and control.
Sudaisy!
Now, can I interest you in a book?
Now, with that balance threatened, it's time to turn to one man.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka.
The first theatrical motion picture based on the American Girl books.
Oh, I'm so happy! I'm so happy! Yay!
Mike Myers.
Missed it by that much.
You are a midget.
Justin Timberlake is Kid Kittredge. Chick.
Did someone order the special Quebec pizza?
And a monkey?
Wow. That actually makes sense.
Okay, so that's Get Smart with Steve Carell, The Love Guru with Mike Myers, and then plus the Kit Kittredge movie, along with Brick Lane, which is a movie based on a novel. What's the buzz? What are you going to go see?
Well, it's going to be a tough one. You know, passing up the blood and gore of Kit Kittredge and American Girl. You know, quite violent movie.
Right. But about a young woman who likes to write.
Absolutely. But I think I'm going to go see Get Smart.
Because
I love that show growing up. It was, you know, it was a 60s Cold War spy spoof. Buck Henry was the writer. I loved, I loved the witty dialogue, you know, the fast flash cuts. I'm not sure going into this that I'm going to love it, but it's great escapist entertainment because I love Steve Carell in The Office. And I liked Anne Hathaway in The Devil Wears Prada. I think she's on a good role in terms of her career. So it's going to be interesting
and
to see.
And also,
how they
we should add
that
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's in it and Alan Arkin.
And that makes it Alan Arkin won an Academy Award.
So you're going to give us a call and let us know what you think of that movie.
Yeah, Alan Arkin won an Academy Award for Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah, so it's a good stellar cast.
And today we're also talking about a study from the Dutch. Researchers there saying that they believe there's a gene, oxytocin, which may predict whether or not you're a good parent. Some people are buying it, some people aren't. This is what some of our listeners had to say.
Good morning. My name is Chris Weber. I'm calling from New Jersey. Good parenting gene? Give it to me. I'll exhume both my parents' bodies and make sure it was them and not me. Later.
Hi, I'm calling from Manhattan. My name is Emily. I'm an NYC member. I wanted to say I'm a parent of two kids, and I highly object to the model of the vole injected with oxytocin. That might be relevant if you're studying voles, but if the subject is human beings, there's no point in injecting animals with human hormones or with hormones to allegedly study human behavior.
Interesting.
Yeah, actually, I think I now understand where we got Muskrat Love, the song from.
The Muskrat Love.
Yeah, Captain.
Well, this is the question. Researchers are really, as Jonah Lehrer told us at the very beginning of their research, what do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Genes predict parenthood skills?